This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The song Beautiful Ohio. It's that state's official song, and that means it's time for another in our series on the swing states in November's election. Our partners at Slate.com are visiting the states that are up for grabs this year to see which way they're swinging. Slate's Timothy Noah was in Columbus, Ohio earlier this week, and he joined Day to Day's Alex Chadwick to talk about one of the biggest prizes of this election year.
Tim, let's start with a profile of Ohio's recent presidential voting record. In 2000, Ohio went for
George W. Bush.
And by how big a margin?
Bush had 50% and Gore had 46%. Nader got 3%.
So what about recent history before that?
Ohio has voted with a winner in every election since 1964, and no Republican has ever taken the White House without winning Ohio.
What's the party breakdown of the state's voters?
We don't really know because voters don't declare their party when they register in Ohio.
So how many electoral votes are at stake in Ohio?
20.
Ohio seems to be getting more attention from the presidential candidates this year than practically any other state. Here's John Kerry speaking in Ohio last week.
Don't tell us that 207,000 lost jobs in the state of Ohio is the best that we can do.
So, Tim, why Ohio?
Well, Ohio has 20 electoral votes, which is more than almost any other state. Ohio is very, very close, and its voting patterns are in a state of flux.
How is it that Ohio is unpredictable now?
Well, if you look at 2000, the Democrats ended up doing much better in the state than they had anticipated. This was even more striking because Gore made a fairly small effort in Ohio, particularly at the end. So the feeling is, among the Democrats is, wow, what can we accomplish if we push harder and we have a number of negative factors that we didn't have 4 years ago?
Well, you've been reporting from Ohio this week. How do you think the Democrats are doing?
I think they're doing pretty well. There is a certain amount of disarray in the Ohio Republican Party, which they're able to exploit. There's a fairly serious scandal involving alleged kickbacks concerning a number of top leaders in the legislature. And there's been a lot of very nasty backbiting among potential Republican candidates for governor 4 years from now. The current governor, Robert Taft, is not terribly popular. And on top of that, the economy, of course, is much worse off than it was 4 years ago.
Tim, I know the perhaps notorious talk show host Jerry Springer figures in here somewhere. How is that and what role is he playing?
Not many people remember that Springer is a Democrat and a former mayor of Cincinnati. And apparently he's a very compelling and dynamic speaker. But his negatives are very high. He's widely known, but he's widely known for a TV show that people don't approve of. So really the advantage for the Democrats, if they run Springer 4 years from now, will be money. Now, if the Democrats manage to get Kerry elected this time, their party will have probably revived to the extent that it won't necessarily need Springer's money. But one irony here is that although it's probably against Springer's interests for Kerry to win, he is an Ohio delegate for Kerry.
George Bush won Ohio last time. Are you saying you think the Democrats are going to take it this time?
I think the Democrats are likely to. It's very, very close, of course. In terms of what's going on in the state and in the country, the Democrats may have a slight advantage. Even though the polls are constantly neck and neck here, they tend to show Kerry just a hair ahead.
Opinion and analysis from Timothy Noah. He writes the Chatterbox column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Tim, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.